You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
This weekend, imams and religious leaders in Pakistan have been asked to preach a sermon on the treatment of girls. They've declared it, "My daughter is a blessing, not a curse day," to fight violence against women. Also, some surprising talk about women from the Vatican this week. In his first extended interview, the Pope argues that the church has grown obsessed with condemning abortion, gay marriage, and contraception. Women should be welcomed into the church, not judged with political tests on sexuality, says the Pope. Where is the church's invitation for all? Reacting to this for us is Dr. Victoria Fleming, a therapist and practicing Catholic, and Reverend James Bretsky, a professor of moral theology at Boston College School of Theology. Welcome to you both.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, John. It's good to be here.
So, Victoria, your reaction? I mean, the idea that the Catholic Church is obsessed with rules certainly doesn't come as a surprise to anybody, maybe than a pope.
Right. I'm just so happy with what he said, because it does seem like he is positioning the church to really put the ministry of the church back up in front in terms of the list of priorities. So I'm just thrilled with what he came out with yesterday.
Churches have always struggled, and down through the centuries, struggled with this question of how to enforce piety versus how to project a moral vision. Reverend Bretsky, is that what's going on here?
Well, I think that that's what's coming down here. I think also the Pope himself is trying to get back to the core gospel message, which is to go out and to seek out sinners and the wounded and bring them back. And that is a new emphasis.
And it really will have an impact on an enormous number of very divisive debates within the Catholic Church. What do you see it affecting most quickly, James Bretsky?
Well, I think it's going to affect the smaller number of American bishops who are trying to say, to be a good Catholic, you have to follow a certain political agenda. I think there's going to be great disappointment, because a number of bishops have tried to make the case you can never negotiate on certain matters, and that the abortion, gay marriage, stem cell research, contraception, healthcare mandate thing is the core Catholic message. And I think the Pope is saying it is not.
Now, the Pope would seem to say that those battles, while not unimportant, it sounds like he's saying they don't have a lot of relevance to people. And he's trying to speak past the Catholic hierarchy to people like you, Dr. Fleming. Is he right about that, that those battles over abortion and stem cells are kind of irrelevant to you, and that you're much more interested in some of these other more strictly moral questions?
Well, I don't think his text read that he was casting them out off as irrelevant. I think he was just saying, the message that I took was that they have distracted from the main ministry of Christ, which was to be of service to one another, to love one another, and to inspire people to be in a relationship with God. And the church, through its agenda, has been sadly interfering with that rather than facilitating that. So that's what I took out of his message.
So the message is more, whether he said relevant or not, is more meaningful and relevant to the way you practice Catholicism, right, Dr. Fleming?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is such welcome news. And I do think that this is very consistent with the agenda of the nuns on the bus. I think that this is very consistent with the agenda of many progressive Catholics and people, frankly, who have left the church. I can't wait to see what sort of the longer term implications this will have in terms of the church numbers and people coming back to the church, thinking that the church is going to be more aligned with the gospel.
Will this, Reverend Bretsky, bring people back to the church, or will it simply empower people who behave in ways that lots of people who describe themselves as lapsed Catholics behave, and simply allow them to say, see, we're fine, leave us alone?
Well, I think it will bring people back to the church. It's probably too early to tell, but looking at my Facebook comments today, I would say a number of people that I know that are not practicing Catholics have commented on this in a very positive fashion. So I think it will bring people back, and more importantly, or at least as importantly, it's going to energize and give great hope to the people who have never left, but who have been distressed perhaps by some of these emphases in the last pontificate or two.
And you see that individuals who may have commented on Facebook suddenly may have a path back to a church that is suddenly welcoming?
Yes, I think because the Pope is saying explicitly, we want you back and we want to go out to you. The previous popes never said, we don't want you back, but they didn't say, we want to go out to you. So I think that that is a new stress.
You know, it's fascinating to me. Also this Sunday, I mean, it has nothing to do with the Pope, but there is an edict, a message from Muslim clerics in Pakistan to preach that women are valued and that daughters are to be viewed as miracles, not curses. And that's something that relates to problems between the genders going on in the Muslim community. This is an interesting time for messages from the pulpit, wouldn't you say?
I believe so. One of the most interesting things he said in the interview was he said, what's a dead end? It would be to make a female machismo. Of course, machismo is a concept he's well familiar with. And I think that that's true. You can't have the place of women in the church just to identically clone men, but to try to bring the particular gifts that every person has, and in this case, the gifts that women have as women, into the church. And he says, that's what we've got to work on.
And that's a message you're hearing, Dr. Fleming?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I do believe that this is as much of a call for change as we're going to hear from that level. And I really think that that's what this was. It was he really did emphasize what a loss it would be not to have the voices of women and all of the gifts that women have to offer more present in the church. There is a real traditional thread among the Catholic community that the role of women in the church is to either be sisters or to be working in the church offices. And I think the notion that the women will have an increasing role in the decision-making process, really a seat at the table where those conversations are even having place, that's a really exciting possibility.
Dr. Victoria Fleming is a therapist and practicing Catholic. She's the author of the book You Complete Me and Other Myths That Destroy Happily Ever After. And Reverend James Bretsky is a professor of moral theology at Boston College School of Theology and Ministry. Reverend and Doctor, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thank you, John.
The Takeaway is supported by the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia, and the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable developments in communities across the country.